What did God say He would do to our enemies if we obeyed Him? What did He say He would do? He would destroy them. He would destroy them. So why are they coming in and taking over our country? I'll tell you what, if you hadn't turned on a television set lately, I bought a TV here a while back so I could see what's on television. Oh my goodness gracious alive. I didn't get a cable. I just put an antenna in my office so I could get about 8 or 10 channels. I cannot believe what I see on that television set. Awesome, awesome, wicked stuff on the television set. So you want to know why we're suffering what we're suffering in America? The church is watching that junk, and we're not doing what God says. Because right here, verse 25 and 26, let's go on to the next two verses. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy lands. The number of your days I will fulfill. How much sickness does He say you'll have right there if you obey Him?
None.
That's absolutely right. None. Now then, let's go to that next one. Deuteronomy 7, 12 through 15. Deuteronomy 7, 12 through 15. Wherefore it shall come to pass, in verse 12, if you hearken to the judgment, and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which He swore unto your fathers. 13 and 14. And He will love you, and He will bless you, He will multiply you, He will also bless the fruit of your womb, or your children, and the fruit of your land, your corn, your wine, your oil, the increase of your kind or your goats, and the flocks of your sheep, in the land which He sware unto your fathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female bearing among you or among your cattle, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness and will put none of these evil diseases upon you. Now then, if we have a covenant under the those people had a covenant under the old covenant where that they was promised from the king that He would take away all sickness, then why in the world is so many people in the church today with a better covenant sick? Why? Sin is the problem. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5 through 27. We'll just read all that proverb. Proverbs 4, start with verse 5. I want to show you something. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5. It says, get wisdom. Very important. Get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve you. Love her, and she shall keep you. This is wisdom he's talking about. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote you. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Wisdom, 9 and 10. She shall give to your head an anointment of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to you. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be few. Is that what he said? If you obey him, your years are going to be few?
Many.
Oh, so if we obey God, our years are going to be?
Many.
Lots of long, good years. In fact, I know that covenant's a little difficult under the new covenant for us to comprehend or to grasp, that if we obey him and keep all these things, we will never die. That's just a little more than most of us can comprehend, isn't it? Yeah, we won't die. We can live forever.
Absolutely.
Now then, I don't know anybody has ever mastered that yet. I've known a few people that live to be 100, 105, 110, but I don't know anybody alive today on earth that's 150. I don't know anybody. But now, at one time, 150 was nothing.
The oldest right now is
114. Yeah. And probably those people are feeble and wore out.
Probably.
Yeah, probably feeble and wore out. I was reading a flying magazine the other day, and there was a guy that flew his own twin into Florida to some kind of a fly-in they were having, and he was the oldest known pilot still able to pass a medical and fly his own airplane. He was 102 years old. I thought, well, I'm going to beat that record. He's going to come before I get 102. That's probably true, Joseph. But at least I can have that goal, right?
Right, you have the goal.
I can have that goal. I don't have a problem. You know, I love flying my airplane. I love flying that twin all over the place. And if we got these three places that said that we don't have to be sick, and then the Lord tells us if we receive His sayings, the years of our life shall be many. I think we ought to pay attention to what He says in the book, don't you? Then let's go on down to verse 11 and 12. Let's see what else He's got to say here. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right path. When you goest, your steps shall not be straitened, and when you runnest, thou shalt not stumble. This is just some things He promises you. Verse 13 and 14, if you obey Him, take fast hold of instruction, let her not go. Keep her, for she is your life. Enter not into the paths of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. 15 and 16. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. For they sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. 17 and 18. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more into the perfect day. Verse 19 and 20. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. My son or my daughter, attend or pay attention to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Verse 21 and 22. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all your flesh. Now, what is it that brings health and long life? The Word. Oh, you mean it's not that new medicine they came out with down at the doctor's office? Do you know that I read a report this last week about a healthy woman, middle-aged woman, that came down with what she called a runny nose, thinking it was a light case of the flu. So she went down to the grocery store and bought some Alka-Seltzer Plus. Anybody ever taken Alka-Seltzer Plus? And she took about two or three doses of that a day for 3 days, and it was driving down the road in her car and had a massive stroke, and in 1 hour was dead. And they pinned it down to the medicine that's in, one of the things that's in Alka-Seltzer Plus. You know, I thought to myself, Lord, I'm sure glad you're my medical doctor. I'm sure glad I don't take any of those medicines or nothing. I don't have a medicine cabinet in my house. I don't have one. I don't have no bottles of pills in my house. I don't take them. If something begins to come up on me, guess what I do? Repent first. Lord, what did I do wrong? Now then, I just like here a while back, I had no idea the impact this one little statement was going to have, but I've gotten some reports back on this of men that have stood by faith on this little statement that I made. Here a while back, Eldon and I, we were working together for about 2 weeks, and in that 2 weeks, I had numerous things go wrong. I mean, numerous things broke. I mean, tractors, you know, welders, you name it. We were building some stuff, and we had all kinds of problems, but I just stayed in faith and stayed in love and praised the Lord for all things. Lord, thank you that you broke this thing for me in the name of Jesus. At 2 weeks, we had a welder break. We was trying to put a brace in a building, and the welder broke, and I just said, praise God, Lord. I said, thank you. I said, we don't have time to fix this thing. I'm just going to go to the house It was about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We still had a couple hour drive, and I said, we're just going to go home. I said, Lord, I praise you and thank you for the privilege of serving you this week, the last 2 weeks. And Eldon said, Thurman, I never seen a man tested as many different ways as you've been tested the last 2 weeks, and you kept a good attitude and praised the Lord through it all. He said, you ever stop to think what might have caused all this? I said, well, sin. But I said, just a minute. I said, let me ask the Lord. I said, Lord, would you mind sharing with me what's caused all these problems I've had in the last 2 weeks? And then I said, that's okay, God. I said, I got a pen, but I don't have a pad. And I know if you tell me all the things I've done that brought all this upon me, I probably wouldn't be able to remember them all, and I don't have nothing to write them down on, so let's just forget it. I'll just walk in holiness and just praise you and thank you for all the privilege I've had to serve you this week. And I count everything as pure joy. And I've gotten some reports from men said, you know, I listened to that tape where you made that statement, and my life was falling apart. And I thought, if Thurman can do it, I can do it. Yeah. If he can do it, I can do it. And so they said that stood, and I made it through. He said, if I hadn't heard you on that tape, I'd have probably been fussing and cussing about the problems I was having. But he said, since you have them too, I know they're not unique just to me. Yeah. Isn't that true? Yeah. We all have problems and trials and tests. What did the King tell us to do with those trials and tests? Consider them pure joy. Consider them pure joy. You know, now that's not exactly real easy sometimes, is it?
Another test of patience.
he tests our patience regularly, doesn't he? He really does. But he says, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. What is life and health? The Word. The Word. It's not the medicine in the medicine cabinet. Because if that woman had went to the Word and prayed and confessed sin, she could have got healed from that cold or that flu, whatever, instead of taking that Alka-Seltzer Plus, which had some kind of an ingredient in it that when they tracked it down and done all the tests, said that's what caused the stroke of a perfectly healthy woman in her mid-years and died within 1 hour after the stroke hit her. 1 hour. I think she was like 50 years old or something like that. She was not old, just a mid-aged woman, and died within an hour. Well, wow, what a shame.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, The Lord Will Make Thy Plagues Wonderful, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.